an attempt to make Christianity as appealing as possible to as many teenagers as possible, there was a tendency to dumb down the faith, to de-emphasize the demanding cognitive elements of understanding Christianity, to create it into a, turn it mostly into a place to belong and feel good. And so as people grew up in those kind of youth environments, they came to look for churches that reinforce that same way of being Christian. It's the unintended messages that are being sent. So, for example, look at a stereotypical youth group meeting. You go, you play a bunch of fun and games, you hear a really brief talk that's kind of light, and you go home. The leader is intending, I want to give something fun to the kids so they'll come back next week and hopefully become a serious follower of Jesus one day. But what the kid experiences is, this thing is about fun, and it's not too intellectually demanding. It probably doesn't even matter what you believe, really. The unintended messages that are sent by how we do things, rather than anyone saying, yeah, I want to dumb down the faith.